Welcome, everyone, to the 1 year anniversary of Radio Sentai Cast Ranking.
I mean, we've been really doing it this long? Holy fuck!
I knew that was coming.
Gotta say, feels cool that we actually did it. Guys, I honestly think we needed to give ourselves one of these.
Yeah, holy shit.
What a rousing speech given by the man who's been here the least.
Yes, yes. It's what I do.
Or what you don't do.
Yes. Oh, Paul, how you wound me.
So, we have a full crew here tonight. All five core casters, Mr. Silvercaster, and,
no, I'm not.
And Mr. Northcaster.
Yeah, Mr. X Silvercaster.
Yeah. I'm not even Henshin anymore. I gave my power coin away.
He went up to a peace conference. I went to a gymnastics competition. Thank you very much.
No, he betrayed us and he works for Metrolinx now. When you left that couple
weeks. He got captured by Divatox.
You are off to some sort of I don't know what.
And then you were preparing for a martial arts tournament and then you tried to do a kick which you wouldn't fall forward off the ring, but you did, and then you hurt your back really
bad. In real life you hurt your foot, but in the canon you actually hurt your back.
So basically he's turning into Rocky from Power Slash Rangers.
So Dawson.
And my power coin.
A mechanical one.
Anyways, this isn't about Power Rangers.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
No, it's about Silver Sentai Metal.
Rider, motherfuckers.
That's for Silver Metal, guys.
Excellent round, though.
What kind of steroids have you been taking this week?
What?
You're, like, super aggressive right now.
Yeah? Maybe too if you worked as long as I did today.
He just had a fact. He just had a double shift at a frigging fast food place.
You know what? That's fair.
No, okay. That's not true. Chris works 24/7.
Well, I didn't have a double shift today.
Let's not get into that, please.
Anyways, hi
everybody,
guys.
Cue the roll call. We're live.
Watching all the anime, Red Caster, Joe Raven.
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Ichida Zazeel.
Respecting the source material, Green Caster, Zenshi.
Actually White, Black Caster, Ransack.
Loyal and Loud, Pink Caster, Lightred.
Rising from the Ashes, Silver Caster,
Overkill.
Trauma Inducer, North Caster, Cell Saga.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Okay, so welcome to episode 48. This is the last episode of our show, and at the end I'm going to high-five someone completely different and they will take over.
Wait, what?
The Sentai handoff.
No.
I'm out!
I'm tired of managing you fucks!
Next time it's gonna be animal themed.
We should do that. Like when we get to like episode 48.
Sentai Cast Ranger.
No. This is what we do. We upgrade from Radio Sentai to TV Sentai.
Now there you go.
Video podcasts.
Then we can enter the mini.
Wait, what do we do? One year from that.
Show.
No. We actually go. And we get VR helmets, and we make VR...
VR troopers?
There you go.
Teddy V Sentai Cast Ranger. We get our own TV slot.
And then it's holograms, and then it's just implanted into your skull.
And then we can promote to Televikun magazine.
May I?
Yeah.
Video killed the Radio Sentai.
Add that to the track for the fucking parody album. I'm doing that.
That's good.
I don't even know that song, and I'm doing it.
Can you guys believe it's been a year and we still have fresh material?
Right? And we have fans.
Fresh material.
And large air quotes.
We have fans.
Yes,
we have fans.
I would like to take.
And we love everyone.
Fans. I have one running right now.
I would like to take a second to thank all the fans out there who have been listening to us.
Both.
And
Crunchman,
all four of you.
Noble, Guard.
Biohybrid.
Thank you very much.
That's just it. I feel we have
Timothy,
this collective
name is.
Of
Timothy
what seems to be super fans. But it's very clearly evident that there are many more people outside of the people who bother to get in contact with us.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the statistics, we have we have an average of just over 200 listeners a week at this point.
Yeah. So to all the other viewers, thank you very much. You're the reason that actually we keep doing this. So
yeah,
thank
legit.
You. Well, and also you know, Rider and Sentai.
Also,
going
we love
on,
the shows.
So.
I mean, that's why we started the show.
Yeah. Also, that happens. Yeah.
You so make us feel important about our ramblings.
Yeah. Thanks, David, for this idea!
And
actually is all David's idea.
Quick.
I was the one who brought everyone in together!
And then you'll be the one to blow us apart.
Yeah. Probably.
I created you, I can destroy you.
You'll bring us whenever to our highest point, and then you'll sink us low, and then we become hentai sentai sex rangers to make money.
I need a job! Also, another quick question.
Kind of
our powers are drug themed.
How about you charging?
Job!
Our powers are drug themed.
Yeah. And sex
A quick question for everyone listening, and I mean everyone. If we started live broadcasting our podcasts, which we record Friday nights, who would listen? I'm interested to know, because we can probably facilitate that at this point.
Considering how many times you've been on the show, I'm sure Crunchman.
It's been asked of us to, apparently, that they want to hear some, some fans want to hear us live.
I did a tweet earlier today, and I got a couple of good responses, so I'd like to know,
we say it a lot. As I said before, Chris, though, I think that if we're going to do this, we have to start doing the podcast earlier than as late as we do.
Well, that depends on their work schedule.
Exactly.
And that's likely not going to happen because we usually start the second Lane gets home from work.
Exactly.
But, and I know I say this all the time, but I want everyone listening to seriously comment at us about this because this is a huge thing for us.
Yeah.
If we get enough support, we will seriously look into it.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, comment.
Feeding me comments.
Hashtag comments for Lane.
Yes.
He's dying.
I barely ate today.
Hashtag no more almost drownings.
We may have to sell him.
That video won't be out for a long time.
I'm from the future, damn it.
Yeah, he is. He's the future leader.
And apparently, I went into another battle in the future and I got shot in the neck.
Yeah.
Oh God. But we need to keep Lane out of the orphanage, guys.
They're
They're coming to us with contracts with words like scientific experimentation. He needs help, guys, and we need money.
Apparently I'm the true answer to Asperger's, so
right? Apparently
they need me.
Please click the PayPal donate button that is now appearing on your screen.
And save poor Lane.
Yeah, if only we're doing the videos.
He is the most remarkable of lads.
Remember, I'm loyal and loud. And also hungry.
And
very, very hungry.
And that's your new
That's your new catchphrase.
Loyal, loud, and hungry.
Big caster. Legend!
What were you saying, Dave?
I said that I think Sel became like
Orphan
that
caster.
Cripple. What crumb? From South Park. The guy who has the throat thing.
Oh,
they're coming right for us.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Jimbo's friend.
Oh, Jimbo?
Yeah.
Or Ned.
Ned.
They're coming right for us.
We're thinning out their numbers.
Okay, so in quick news.
Jimbo's friend. Waspinator?
Oh, God.
That's all I'm hearing. Everybody doing the impressions. And I'm just like, Scott McNeil.
Ned, terrorize.
Megatron, Telluride!
In quick news, they released more, like, toy scans for Ninja stuff,
including the first two auxiliary Zords, Palon Maru, a.k.a. the reincarnated spirit of Tokyo, because it's a robot with a boner, and UFO Maru, a fucking spaceship!
I actually am...
And you thought Dump Maru was off-theme! Christ!
Also, they showed the,
By Forza!
I forgot what the fuck it's
called.
Ninjas
are aliens.
Shuriken Henge, whatever the fuck it's called.
Katakuri Henge, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
The sub, overtime translated as the Mecha Starshift.
The thing that we're getting, thankfully, because it comes with the Key Ninja Shuriken. And
AKA the Yellow Attack Ring.
That was the best obscure reference ever, though, that Raven just made.
What?
About the spaceship. Why? It's a spaceship. Ninjas are aliens, don't you know?
Oh!
Kaku Ranger, Alien Ranger.
Alien.
Oh! I wonder if that was actually the idea.
That'd be cool. That'd be really cool. Could you imagine if they got the prop? Like, I'm sure it's been seen by now, but could you imagine if they had actually gotten the prop from like Power Rangers, Alien Rangers, that one season where we actually get a look at their ship?
I don't know why they did Alien Rangers. They could have just made the Mighty Morphin the ninjas.
The way it worked is they used the Kaku Ranger Zords for the Shogun Zords during season 3, and then the only time they actually used the costumes was the Alien Rangers saga.
So stupid, though.
Well, this was the first American tokusatsu. They didn't really know what they were doing.
Power Ranger.
Isn't that cool?
Crap, I ran out of stuff. They're already going with the ninja thing. They should have just known to use the ninja suits.
Ever.
God damn it. Anyways. All we need is drive.
All we need is drive!
Alright, So,
after
we are
all that,
yeah.
we're finally going to get onto topic.
So,
onto topic
so
after.
We're talking about shows today?
So this week was episode 20 of Drive, and my God, what a feelsy episode.
So
like,
good.
Paul,
my favorite episode.
Yeah. Paul, like, this
although Go continues his downward curve into stupidity.
No, but it's, you know what? It was feelsy.
It's more like he's just becoming a side character.
I think the best best part about this episode is the ending.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to the ending when we get there.
But this this episode is so good.
This was a good episode. Even I have to say.
What really bugs me is how Go, completely out of character, the minute Dangerous sense, even though it's far, far away, presumably, Go was like, yeah, I'm a henshin now. By the way, I threw my bike up in the air and caught it like a douche.
Yep.
Or like a boss.
Sure. Whatever.
It would have been so much cooler if he killed his body and just let the bike go in. Man.
I'm like, for someone with a supposed limited amount of time to henshin, you sure are trigger happy.
Is he a boss or a douche? These are valid questions.
Cast your vote.
Yes. He's a boost.
So anyways, they find a Roy Mude, and he, what's the name of the guy, like the nerd dude?
Q.
Q, yeah. So Go finds him, and Q, the Q Roy Mude looks over at him, and he's like, oh my god, it's the Conqueror, holy shit! And so, like, Mach's like, alright, does his whole fucking roll call thingy. And then Drive comes in, henshin, and then Q,
like,
Q the Roy Mude's like, oh my god, it's the Conqueror! And he's like, oh, hey, how's it going? He's like, No, do your thing. Pretty much, someone posted a picture of this and it was fucking genius.
Yeah, no, the thing Drive did, like the little posing he did, was literally the friggin' Car Ranger
intro.
Yeah, the
Car Ranger.
Which is amazing.
So he's just like, Kamen Rider Drive!
You got your Power Rangers Turbo and my Kamen Rider Drive.
Yep.
Get it out. I'm kind of not mad.
No,
no, no,
okay.
No, no, no. Like I said,
well,
Car Ranger was
sense.
The Sentai that saved Sentai, so...
And Car Ranger and Turbo was the Power Rangers that almost killed Power Rangers.
It's a funny little world, isn't it?
Yeah. I maintain that I enjoyed Turbo.
I, like
I know
Turbo
you all
too.
Disagree.
I maintain that you have no taste, sir.
Hey,
I
Ranger.
Do seem to have the unpopular
hey,
opinion all the time.
You know what's funny? Zeo is considered one of the best Power Rangers, and O-Ranger almost killed Super Sentai.
Yeah.
And then Car Ranger saved it.
Isn't
and
that,
then
like,
Turbo.
Just a little off topic here, but isn't that, like, a thing that apparently happens a lot? Like a really badly made Super Sentai turns into a really good Power Rangers and...
Pillanger! RPM!
No, like...
Dragonite!
Wasn't Gal Ranger apparently terrible,
but
Dragonite
was good!
Was awesome?
I don't know.
I don't know. Wild Force is kind of where I fell off Power Rangers because I stopped giving a fuck.
Wild Force was
so,
Wild Force was meh until Forever Red.
Man,
also, Storm was awful.
I will maintain that for all
the
of
Digimon
its,
background music they
for
had
all
the
of
show.
Its flaws, for all of its flaws, I will maintain that I can't remember what I was about to say. Oh! Masked Rider is...
Oh!
Masked Rider is better than Kamen Rider Black RX.
Really?
Because pretty much... No, no.
In my opinion.
I agree, only because Black RX fucking blew chunks.
It's just that bad.
Black RX is just that bad that even Masked Rider
it
is better.
Suits
it's
cool.
It's kind of hit and miss. I mean, you look at series like Go Under and RPM, where RPM was better, but then you look at series like... like there's it's hit and miss. Some Sentai are better
versus Samurai.
Go Kaiger
and Superman.
No, that's what I was thinking about before. Yeah, on one hand you have RPM, on the other you have Super Mega Force.
Yes.
Where oh my god, I loved Go Kaiger. Then we watched the couple episodes of Super Mega Force that they did,
and
I was
and,
like,
and,
nope.
No, we were all
nope.
just like, it's awful.
It's all fucking awful.
What have you done?
Fucking
balls!
You
were the chosen one!
Yeah, really.
I was actually looking back at some Facebook posts like from a couple of years back when like Megaforce was about to like the first episode showed, and I was like, oh no, this looks like it's gonna be good.
No.
Why was I want to slap my past self in the face.
I knew this series was gonna be bad the minute I heard Troy say anything.
Whoa, what a weird dream.
Yeah. Which, AKA the opening scene!
Anyways.
On Drive.
So,
yeah, back onto the road.
So we find out that the Roid Mude is, like, based on, yeah, impersonating Q. And apparently they've been switching places.
Since New Year's.
What's awesome, actually, though, is that they've actually shown which
They
time,
did a clip show and
yeah,
showed where it was him.
When it was him, and I was like...
Oh, that's clever.
And these are all the times when it was a Roid Mude.
And like Q, he is a raging otaku.
Well, yeah, he sampled him, like, so he's gonna be exactly like
him. No, and apparently he's a famous otaku.
Yeah, he's an author.
He does book signing.
Yeah, I was like, that came out of nowhere. All right.
So now Q is exactly what I want to be.
You guys ever think that Q, and this is... Has anyone
I'm not even going to comment on that.
Has anyone here ever seen...
I know,
right? I'm going to just leave that one where it is.
Has anyone here ever seen an episode of Criminal Minds?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone ever think that Q might just be a parody of Spencer Reed?
Pretty damn sure she is. She?
You will go to hell, sir.
No, I will not.
All I was thinking, though, this entire thing was... How come this isn't being made into a sitcom, like, right now?
I know.
Like, an Odd Couple sitcom. Like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
My Clone and Me. I'm sure there's something close.
I'm sure that exists.
What was
somewhere.
With that clone?
Myroid Mude. Myroid Mude.
No, and apparently, like, the Roid Mude was going to kill him originally, but then
he's
like...
Then he watched an episode of his
favorite anime. He was like, before you kill me, I need to watch the final episode of my anime, then I'll be complete and I'll die happy. So he watches the final episode, and then the Roid Mude watches, he's like, that was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen!
Because the Roid Mude now thinks exactly like Q, he is equally touched and brought to tears.
Not necessarily, they do... They've never really shown they copy the personalities completely.
If anything, I think this episode is
not Worm. No. They take their memories and they take their physical form, but they've never shown that their personality. In fact, most of them are pretty fucking deadpan even after they fucking
They only
copy
know
somebody.
Enough to be able to imitate their host.
Yeah.
Or their
okay.
copy.
It's
in
just this Roid Mute literally
they're
just.
They're not like the Worm.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Okay,
this
sure.
Roid Mute just so happened to be exactly like Q.
They
is the exception, not the rule.
They played the card where it's the monster that actually isn't all that bad, which they've done a bunch of times.
Which they've been
hinting
at with Chaser forever.
Yeah.
Which was the idea behind this whole fucking plot.
And subtly hinting at with Judge. Like, actually
yeah,
Judge, kinda. not
actually,
Judge.
Actually, yeah,
Judge.
You're right. We got two semi-good Roid Mute stories
that,
in a row.
Maybe that's what this was all about. It's, like, just basically confirming, yeah, they can be good.
I think that's a motif in the show's...
But their leadership doesn't like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, this was another reason...
As we saw later.
Another reason for this episode was to cement Medic's new role, but we'll get into that.
Yeah. You ever think that the future of this show might come towards some sort of peace treaty between standard Roid Mute kind?
You know what? I would be okay with that.
To fight the small group of them that want to wipe out all Roid Mutes and humanity.
So,
it becomes both their fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm just gonna... The freaking solution to this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Before
we get there, there was one bit of thing I wanted to mention. We discovered this name, Q's real name, is actually Imai Kenta. Interesting bit of trivia.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which literally means ordinary. Basically.
Yeah, and which is funny because his tag, Saijo Q, apparently means superior!
Ah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
But no, the solution to this, the way that Tomari gets the Roid Mute to open up to him...
By watching the anime he was talking
he
about.
He watches...
But he understood.
Yeah.
He got the argument. He actually had his own little fanboy moment where he was like, ah, you can't have a pop star dub like subbing this. It has to be in
this
dub.
This was actually a story about the fact that subtitled anime is better.
Yeah. No, it's like just that whole thing where why did he attack that voice actress? Because she's a voice actress. I don't get it. Because she was going to dub over that show they like, and it's so much better subbed.
They were Q was watching an American cartoon.
Yep.
That looks suspiciously like Gravity Falls.
Yeah, and he was watching it subtitled and got enraged because there was going to be a Japanese dub of it.
And all
my God,
the movie.
Our lives were just parodied here, gentlemen.
Guys,
I know, right?
I just want to put it in here for a second that this is literally the fight that I had with Raven with Fairy Tail.
Yeah.
For 3 months, he's like, just watch the sub! I want to watch the dub! Leave me alone!
And then I finally got him to watch the sub, and he's like, yeah, okay.
And then Dave went to kill Lucy's voice actress.
Yeah.
But I just, Haruhi?
Hey, look.
Yes, exactly!
But I just loved that moment, just like when the other guys are just like, I don't fucking get what you're saying. He just has that moment where he just slumps. He's like, ah!
Oh, come
you
on!
You fucking pedestrian bastard!
You plebs!
God, get with the program!
Like, oh, man. Meanwhile, she's just sitting over there, just like, you fucking dorks.
Exactly!
You know, with me, it was just like, I'm one of those guys who's just like, okay, if you like the sub, you like the dub, that's fine, but I hate when anyone, like, just, like, is like a purist. Sorry, that's me. See, I'm in the Bennett the Sage boat of thinking.
I'm on the boat of, I respect the dub guys for doing what they do, but I very much prefer the subs.
No, you can prefer it.
The final product and is like, very, and like, superior.
And this
I've seen cases, though, where it
has... Sure, but they're not the rule.
There are cases where the dub has outdone the sub, like Helsing.
Can we not do this?
Helsing.
At any rate, the Roid Mute gets killed!
Yep.
After a touching moment they fucking get to know each other, and he's like, I wanted to get your side of the story because you finally convinced me that there can be Roid Mutes that are good. And he's just like, oh, I want to live as a human. I just want to...
3, 2, 1.
Fuck
yeah! He's like, oh god, that touching moment leading up to something we all saw coming.
And that was the moment where every single person watching that show just immediately came together in their hatred for Medic.
Yeah.
AKA
yeah.
This show's Dolores Umbridge.
Yeah.
For all you Harry Potter fans.
Yeah. You know, it was funny though. Bitch. 72 might as well have been saying, well, and I'm so glad I only have 2 days till retirement.
Right? Oh, I can spend my retirement happily watching anime and petting puppies.
It was just so great. Up to that point, he's just saying, I'm like basically saying, I'm going to turn my life around all this. I'm like, you're so dead.
Yeah. I was like, I want to keep living as a human.
Tokusatsu is nothing if not tropey as shit.
And this is without Gen writing.
Yeah.
But I'll admit, though, it was a very well-done death scene. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just like, you know, occasionally, yeah, you can get good acting.
And the cool part about that character is even in death, he was only concerned about the real Q. He's like, just tell him I went berserk and you had to put me down.
Because yeah, and Shinosuke was like really pissed off about it. Like, you saw that happen, and he's like,
oh,
you fucking bitch!
Excuse me, I'm
went
gonna walk
fucking
over.
Dead heat on her.
Dead heat, yeah. Next flare.
And what I loved most was the fact that he actually decided to use dead heat properly, because the more he exerts himself, the more heat builds up inside of the armor. And so what he does was just sort of, like, badass walk through the Roid Mutes
towards Medic. And all I'm thinking is, just when you
I'll
thought the
Black
tire...
and Kabuto.
Right?
And all I'm thinking is, just when you thought the tire couldn't look any sillier.
I know. Max Flair.
This is the most fire-themed form he has.
And
at least
boy,
it's not
silly.
Midnight Shadow,
where
the tire's literally a shuriken.
Yep.
Or Funky Spike, where it's just Green Spike.
But,
Funky
anyway,
Spike!
So he's walking through, and he's
Spike
chasing
has
out...
nice traction.
He's walking through and he's chasing after Medic, and then, like, what the hell? She just shows off how much more evil she is.
Grabs her mooks and throws them in the way of the rider.
Here, be my meat shields.
Exactly. She has absolutely no sympathy for anything ever.
Yeah, that was
this episode pretty much cemented. She has absolutely no concern for any Roid Mutes aside from herself and Heart.
Yeah.
She
tolerates him enough to not completely just send him out and fucking kill him.
That's not tolerating, that's
pretty much tolerating.
I was just saying, like, her sacrificing her cronies reminds me of, like, scenes from, like, Decade, because, like, there were some strong monsters that, like, they're about to get hit by, like, Decade's Rider Kick or something, and then, like, they'd be like, nope! And, like, D'Ange, he had his rider summoned out, and he's about to use his final attack, and he just saw the riders get sucked into the shot.
Yeah.
Before that, though, she made a speech about...
about wanting to kill off Roid Mutes instead of resetting them.
And she said, I was the new Grim Reaper.
And her own minions are just like, yeah.
Yeah, what?
Whoa, this bitch is crazy!
Fight the rider.
Better do what she says, Fred!
Yeah, better not
Fred.
Fuck with her.
I don't know.
Ralph and Sam.
There you go.
Every morning they come to work. Morning, Ralph. Morning, Sam. And today just happened to be the day that they needed to get paired up with the crazy bitch.
Yeah.
Damn, they were just 2 days from retirement.
Right?
Even though they were only 1 day on the job.
Life Sam, of Ralph, you're working with Medic today. Oh, sweet, she's hot. Yeah, man.
Life of a minion.
Hershey's a bit of a bitch, though. Ah, nah, don't worry about it.
Hey, man, I'm kinky. I'm into that thing.
I'm sure it'll be fine. How hard can someone like that
do? Oh, God, the rider kick!
So then, what happens after that? After all that drama?
So your new form.
She escapes.
She has a cut on her arm, and she's like,
yeah.
Oh, God, how dare he cut me? I can't heal myself!
How dare he lay hands on me?
And then she becomes Dominatrix Flower.
She becomes female Bosco.
No, she does not!
Female Bosco monster form.
I no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Dominatrix
Flame. Yeah.
I like her monster.
So overall, form. I did like this episode. I thought it was very feelsy. It was cool that they gave Q a bit more, like,
an
development
story?
And story, and, like, we find out more about him, because, like, all we knew was that he was the techie, and he was obsessed with finding out who the Comrade was.
If you think about it, that's what the last handful of episodes have all been.
Yeah,
they've kind of been, they've been one after another different
side characters.
We need
one about
characters.
The Chief!
We
need more Chief!
Yeah, please.
The Chief got as much as he's gonna get.
I still love that. Just like awkwardly looking at it.
Yeah, oh, hi, yo!
I just want to say.
Q-chan! Passport!
I love that guy.
Did we just turn on a soundboard here or something?
Yeah, the Chief!
I just want to say, you know me, I'm not the biggest Kamen Rider guy, but I actually really enjoyed this episode, so
oh, yeah.
Take that for whatever it means.
And good, good, because next week is Type Ugly Face!
Yay!
It's really ugly!
I like it.
Type Form.
It's got a selfie helmet!
Yeah, it does. With only one ear. Her helmet got crushed.
Aww.
But apparently Type Formula can cast off, sort of, so...
Yeah,
Dump Maru Rain.
The front bit of Type Formula apparently comes off based on the toy scans.
Woo!
So you can see the engine.
Speaking of ninjas...
What? Ninja! I did mention Midnight Shadow.
Oh. Point. Shibachiko! Wait, no, never mind. Shuriken Sentai! Nintality! Yeah, Nintality.
What is that?
Nintality!
Like, what is that, like the new Mortal Kombat finisher?
Yeah, it's Scorpion's new one, Nintality.
Just like the minute they finish fighting the giant monster, Shurikenjin wins.
Nintality.
And Tokyuger's was friendship.
Yeah.
Friendship.
Again? Again?
That nothing in Mortal Kombat will ever be Babality.
No,
fair.
I understand.
Babality.
Yeah.
Yes. I like the friendships.
Anyway.
Okay. Can we start this off just okay. There's a bit more grandpa in this episode, and I'd like to make a statement about grandpa and share a little thesis that I've had with all of y'all relating to not just grandpa, but the identity of Star Ninja. I think grandpa's Star Ninja.
Hmm.
And here's why, and I will back it up. I will back this up right now.
Go for it.
First off, his scarf. It's star-spangled.
Is it?
Second of all, he speaks with Italian pejoratives. And a lot of it, and a lot of Westerns were shot in Italy. That's why they're called spaghetti Westerns.
No, this is true.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. And so that's why I think that Star Ninja is the grandfather.
Also, that thing where, the mentor character's probably not just gonna sit back the whole fucking
series. That would be
awesome!
Well, yeah, because we found out that dad's not a fucking ninja at all.
Well, the thing is, he has stated at one point in this
episode.
He's getting too old for this shit.
But at the same time,
maybe
like
the Star Ninja powers
so
re-energize
him. So is Bruce Willis in Die Hard.
Yeah.
But we
yeah.
all know
but
how that's going.
Let's also just go. Once again, hey, the kids are doing pretty well for themselves. He still whooped their ass.
True.
Yeah.
But, all that, yeah.
And just, how okay. often, how often in a Super Sentai series does the mentor actually stay back and not do anything the whole series?
Actually, that didn't happen until Dekaranger.
Okay.
How often recently?
I want to bring this up. So, apparently, the ninjas are all competing with each other to pass their grandfather so they can become the last ninja! What the fuck?! That's so stupid! No! No! Because if they're 12 training to be ninjas, by the time the show ends, there's not going to be a last ninja because there's going to be 5 or 6 more ninjas!
The one thing you don't understand is they're not taking the title last ninja as literally as you are. You have to understand that this is their second language. They don't interpret it exactly as it's defined. The term Last Ninja is just a flashy title to them.
Hokage.
There you go.
Yeah.
They're trying to become the Hokage.
They're trying to become the Hokage.
I'm going to call it now, though. It's either going to be one of two things. Either A, the Red Ranger, because it has to be the Red, or B, it's going to be you're all the Last Ninja.
Absolutely.
You all.
Let's put that on the record. That's what it's going to be.
Because together you are a unit.
No.
If anything, it's going to be like Little Nicky when the devil was had his three sons in front of him. And it's like, all right, the next person who's going to be the devil for the next 10,000 years will be
me.
So the next person's going to be like, I can do it again.
That would work. Grandpa says, I'm the last
ninja. Lol, jokes. It was all a trick to get you to be better ninja. I'm still the last ninja, motherfuckers.
Yeah, just puff of smoke.
That could work.
Puff of smoke. Smoke clears. He's on the floor. He had a heart attack.
Okay, I had best ending for Tokuger. You have best ending for Ninja.
Speaking of lying on the floor, that scene where the dojo reconfigures and then spits Takaharu back, that was awesome.
Can we just call this episode Sahing?
Yeah, sure.
So they're in there. They're in the dojo.
Yeah,
and they're like going over their training. I like the little touch of how
Blue's a douche.
Blue is sitting at like a Western style desk while the others are all sitting on the ground.
He's a Harry Potter.
Before we talk about any of that, we should mention what in the cold opening they see their dojo and Grandpa's like, yeah, you're gonna like train your ninjality. I'm not gonna tell you what that is, but you're gonna do it. And Red challenges his grandfather so he can try and steal the title right away, and fucks up horribly because Grandpa immediately does 100 Kage Bunshins.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And then whacks him with a paper fan and knocks him out.
Yeah. Fucking Harrison. Right to the head.
That was awesome. I love the Grandpa.
And so Red Ranger's literally lying on the floor of the dojo for the better part of this opening scene.
Yeah.
Can I just say...
And then just... Mats flip and dojo reconfigures itself and he ends up underneath and then just once everything is all set up, suddenly the last floorboard just kind of flips back up and spits him back out unhenshined.
I'd like to make a thing that I'm not sure I've made completely at 100% clear. No,
it's not Tokuger.
That was a thing.
But As I said, we then get to them all studying their ninjas stuff.
After we had the actual proper series intro.
Correct.
Which is cool. And I wanted to make a comment that I mentioned on Twitter. Sorry, let me just get this real quick. Sure. If you listen closely to the opening, this is just me and my television opening OCD-ness happening. But in that opening, I hear shades of the Super Duper Sumos opening, Battle on the Big Bridge from Final Fantasy... And then at the end, oddly, dinosaurs. The one about the Beast Wars Transformers style things.
Are you allergic to vaginas?
He is.
I hear beats from those songs in that opening.
At least the opening's more engaging than the frigging new Gundam one.
Wow, we had to put that jab in there.
What I was going to say before, which will probably be edited out of the podcast, or not. I think Nintality is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard.
We don't know what it is yet!
No, just it's a stupid name for it.
Oh, absolutely, but that's why they're like, excuse me?
I heard that, I was like, Nintality.
Okay.
Nintality!
You know what?
Nintality.
You know what?
More it's phenomenal!
No, okay, guys, it's just the grandpa fucking with them. Like, absolutely. I literally feel like he's just fucking with them.
I know, I'm totally there.
At the end of the show, grandpa will high-five the villain, just like, haha, thanks for forcing my kids to learn
things. It's like, heart of the cards, that's just bullshit, obviously. What else has been there that's like...
The power's yours.
Yeah, the power's yours.
Yeah. Except I did.
It's a catchphrase. Pure and simple.
With your powers combined, I'm not, in fact, Captain Planet.
But yeah, for some reason, Nintality makes me want to stab myself in the dick. It's really stupid. And
Imagination!
It makes me mad every time I hear it.
Nintality!
Ow! Nintality, you.
Yeah. So then they go off to train in the forest, and
they get these elemental shurikens that they can do different jutsus.
Yeah,
with.
That's things really cool.
I like it.
I hope they show like release that individually.
I don't know. I want to see how the toy works because I don't know how you spin it without switching it to a different one.
I just want to say I appreciate that they're not one element confined. Like red is fire.
Although they seem to favor their different elements.
No, yeah, but I like that they can all use like the.
Oh
fire.
Yeah.
What are the five Chinese elements? Fire, water, metal,
wood
and air.
Right? Yeah.
They can all use all five of them. And they did a switch where Red was using water a lot today and Blue was using fire.
Yeah, poor Fuka.
I feel so bad for the White Ranger. I love her so much. I just love her spunk, but every time she does anything, she just fucks it up and she can't catch a break.
She got the metal on her, like, plate, like, pan on her head, and I was like, oh!
I just call it the deadpan because it's supposed to symbolize death.
When they use the metal technique, a pan just falls on their
head. Yeah, I call it the deadpan.
Yep. But she, even when her fucking siblings and family members are fucking up, she's the one getting the brunt of the techniques, and for the first couple times she's like, yeah, it's okay. Oh, yeah, I understand, it's okay. No, fuck off! I'm not taking this anymore!
Then when Takaharu does it, she's like, nope, you're getting the brunt of the rage!
Yep.
And then Yakumo comes in, and he's amazingly perfect at wielding it already.
Goes to shoot him, shoots herself.
Yeah.
In a side swipe.
Yeah.
Like,
gets, like, tries to use water jutsu on him, gets splashed from directly to off camera to the side.
How even?
Ron's wand.
Ninjas.
A wizard did it.
Jesus.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
What's Blue's name again?
Yakumo.
Yakumo has a fucking wand.
He's actually a mage.
He's a Harry Potter.
He's actually a mage. You see him do spells. I was like, I thought he was bullshitting. This is real.
You want to know what's cool? You want to know what's cool? You want to know why his dragon is a European-style dragon?
Because he went to fucking England and he trained with Hagrid and he got a Hungarian horntail.
Yes, because his whole theme and the themes of the Zords are based on elements of Japanese culture. And his European-style Dragon Zord is meant to show the additions of cultures from outside of Japan and their influence on their lore.
Sorry, I should say, for all you Harry Potter fans, not a Hungarian horntail, Swedish short snout. Those are the blue ones.
Okay. You want to explain how Dumbledore fits into this one, then?
Every dragon with you have to be the Hungarian horntail? Every dragon ever, you always say that.
That or Vermithrax Pedro.
Anyways, for our listeners, you want to just explain the five Zords and how they fit into the theme then, if that's what you
come to? I can't remember the exact explanation of the...
Wasn't Shinobi Maru based on old-fashioned Japanese culture, and then Byun Maru and Dump Maru represent industrialization?
The dog represents kawaii culture inside of Japanese culture in medium.
Okay.
And the train and the dump truck, yes, both represent industrialization, and the European dragon is to show outside influence cultures on Japanese fiction.
And then we get an elephant and a fucking UFO.
Right?
Yo, I love UFO Mario.
We get the elephant because of O's, and we get the UFO because
I want Palon Mario because I think it looks hilarious when it adds to the Megazord, and it looks like they've crammed an entire elephant into its chest.
I'm telling you guys, the creator's office, they're throwing darts at a board of pictures. That's how they're coming up with
this. It wouldn't surprise me at this point.
Just while we're on the subject of Zord thingies, apparently for Drive Ninja, the Drive Shuriken is a Megazord upgrade.
Yeah, I saw that. There's a Drive Shuriken that you can attach. Excuse me.
Imagine if it's a car it surfs on.
Is it like mechs it out according to the silhouette?
All we know so far is that there is one of those Nin Shurikens with Drive's face on it. So at very least, you will be able to put Drive's face on Shurikengine.
That's cool.
We don't know.
Like I said, there was a silhouette, and it looked very
that
like,
silhouette looked
armored.
Like it was. I think that was a silhouette of Type Tritoron.
So then after
I don't know, we'll see.
So then after he reveals that he's a mage because why not? We get a pretty funny backstory about Ishitaka, about what his exploits, what he did.
Yeah.
Yes.
He beat up 30 pandas.
Wait, we should clarify. This is a story being told by Takaharu, who idolizes his grandfather like no one else. So yeah, he beats up
30 pandas.
30 giant snakes.
No,
30-foot snake.
Yeah, 30-foot snake.
Yeah. Then
contacted
30 space aliens.
Just contacted aliens on 30 separate occasions.
Okay.
He didn't say that there were 30
like,
different aliens.
The fact that it's 30 every time is bad enough, but then it's like different like actions. Like,
and he ate this special
gyoza.
In 30 minutes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Why 30?
I want one of those.
It seems so arbitrary.
Again, I think Grandpa just likes fucking with them.
Well, we don't know if this is something he told Takaharu or if this is something Takaharu just fucking made up.
He told Takaharu when? 100 years ago?
Oh, yeah, because he thought he was dead up until this point.
Yes! Wouldn't you? It was 100 years ago! Maybe.
Yes.
Kamoshinele.
Yes. And And this is how they sense monsters coming. It's pretty funny. They got their little
frog guns are all just sitting in the wall.
Gamma Jude, like
gamma gamma gamma.
Yes, they're just lined up and they all go gamma 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 when there's a yokai around.
I just want to say quickly, now Raymond, you might know this more. I remember in Kakuranger Ranger the names of the monsters were yokai as well.
I believe you are correct. I did not actually watch Kakuranger, so I'm not 100%.
I'm just wondering, you know, let us know in the comments if I'm right here. Are all the ninja-themed ones monsters called yokai?
What about Hurricane?
Those who have seen Hurricanger, what were the monsters called?
I don't recall.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter enough.
Oh, it's Silvercaster is good! Google it!
Alright. Your memories are a hurricane?
And can I just say that I really, 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 really like the Gamma Gamma Jew's little chant that it does before it shoots.
That's the only thing I like about it.
I like it all. I think it looks cute.
It's a frog gun.
Froggy frog gun.
So then we meet our monster, who got fused with a fire extinguisher.
A kappa with a fire extinguisher on his back. Ah.
I feel like we're seeing the resurgence of the monsters born from Kamen Rider X, where we're going to merge something stupid with someone.
Before we end quickly the monsters, so obviously between Yakumo and Takahara, there's actually some, like, conflict. So, like, he's like, oh yeah, we need to be the last ninja, and Yakumo's just like, I don't give a fuck, this is stupid. Like, I'd rather learn my magic.
He's like, I mean, I'll do what I have to do while I'm here, but I don't give a fuck about ninjas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's fair.
So
like,
for now, they've established a rivalry between them, so.
And after a quick fight, he meets up with the Pink Ranger, to whom he basically monologues this again.
She just hey, how you doing? Turns around, proceeds to monologue about how he doesn't want to be a ninja.
And she's just there like, oh, okay.
Okay, uh-huh. And then immediately calls him out on his bullshit.
So basically what you're saying is you don't want to be a ninja because you couldn't be a better ninja than the Red Ranger. That's not what I said.
That's what you meant.
That's what you meant to say. And she just sits there and she just totally calls him out on his bullshit. And he's like, no! I will not be told that! My ninjutsu is just as good as anyone else's.
I think Silvercaster has finished Googling.
No, but the thing is, okay, we'll talk about that after.
So apparently they're named after the seven dark spears.
What?
Spear 1, Fuji...
What are you talking about?
Oh, okay, so the Hurricane monsters...
The monsters in
the
general.
The monsters in Hurricane.
Like, what is the general term for them?
That's the name.
Well, they were like...
The
Jakanja!
The low-rank Magirapas...
They're not yokai.
That's the important part.
They were yokai in this, they were yokai in Kakuranger. I thought the other ninja one they might have been. That's all I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
in Kakuranger, they were the yokai army corps.
And go. I'm just gonna say right now,
fucking Master Vile is their leader, apparently.
Uh huh.
I love the Pink Ranger in this. Like, I really, really respect the Pink Ranger in this. She's got a face that looks really, I'm an old Japanese lady at 20 kind of face. But she's got that wizened sort of thing about her, too. She's very, and stuff like that.
Say what you like, I know what you mean.
Yes, exactly. She's very wizened. She's very sort of, she's older than she looks. She feels like an old spirit in a young body, and she's got that sort of baba kind of face and attitude.
And damn, she's got some big, giant, voluptuous ears.
Yeah.
And I'm one to talk, but...
You haven't seen Gosei Pink.
I was like, Gosei Pink probably still holds that crown ears.
Hang on, I'll show, so... Keep talking.
Yeah. But yeah, so... I mean, I'm kind of on Blue's side on this argument, because he did prove that he was able to wield the ninpo better when they were doing the force training.
In a practice, but when the push came to shove in a fight, he got his ass handed to him, which is what counts.
No, but that wasn't because of a lack of ability, it was just a wrong tactical choice. I mean, he chose to fight a fire extinguisher because with fire.
The last time I checked... his tactical fuck-up was because of his inability. He made the wrong choice, and that doesn't mean...
No, but what's in question here was ability to control the ninpo.
No, what was in question was his skill as a ninja above everyone else's. He felt like he was too good to actually go with this. He felt that he was too good to be trained from the bottom, and he just sort of didn't care about it in general. But when push came to shove, when he had to put his money where his mouth was in a real situation, he got his ass beat. And Pink told him that, straight up. And so
no, that's fair.
And so he went off, and yes, he did redeem himself, but only by
teamwork.
Yes, and only through a rivalry with the Red Ranger. He has skills, but he needs to have a rival in order to bring them out. On his own, he's too damn cocky and he's too damn full of himself. It's his weakness. He's got a character flaw, and that makes him a well-fleshed-out character, which has good potential. But he fucked up this episode, and that's something you gotta admit.
And I have no problem admitting that. Yeah. I just think if he... I think if the only error he made was using the fire jutsu instead of a water jutsu or whatever else against the fire extinguisher Kappa, aside from that, I think his skill using the ninpo is pretty self-proven.
Well, think of it this way. He's a mage, yeah. And he's using elemental attacks. He's had prior training on that. I mean, yeah. It's magic. Come on. The first thing they're going to teach you is how to make wizards fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why he uses fire techniques. It's closest to his magic.
Paul, the first thing they teach you is how to levitate something. Duh.
No, it's the most basic form of
it's
magic.
It's Leviosa. Leviosa.
Leviosa. Because I knew he couldn't escape this episode without that.
But at any rate, the point was, he was far too hung up on his mage training, which he saw as much better, and that was the reason why he could control elemental attacks better. But when it came to fighting sense, he lacked it.
Yeah.
He's good in theory. He's one of those characters who...
He's good on paper.
He's Hermione Granger. Yeah. You don't read Harry Potter, but he's Hermione Granger.
Hermione Granger was amazing in everything she did.
Yes, but she needed to learn that practical... The troll. She needed to learn that she couldn't beat the troll. She ended that scene saying, I knew all of the theory. I knew all the spells, but I couldn't...
Okay, we're not going to get into Harry Potter.
Anyways. Yeah. Anyways.
Bahari Kenja.
I like Yakumo. I like where his character's going. And it's not just because he's blue. But yeah. I like... You know what I'd like to see out of Yakumo? I'd like to see him put his...
Personality?
Actual, yeah, besides that. I'd like to see him put whatever mage training he's actually had into combat somehow. Not just through using the ninshuriken.
Shippee-pee!
Yeah.
They're coming at him with spears. Expelliarmus!
I mean, he can summon fire dragons or whatever already.
Ruta, please!
Yeah. God, just give like... Give Yakumo a wizard driver!
Yes.
Give him a wizard driver, make him the blue Magi Ranger, like, everything.
Yeah.
I know, I was just saying...
God knows, we weren't as busy at home.
I was watching this episode on my own, and my first thought was, then go be a Magi Ranger if you want.
Yeah, go train!
Fuck off!
Go train with them!
Fuck off, dude. Go be a Magi Ranger if you want. I love the Magi Rangers. No disrespect. If you don't want to be here, you don't need to
be. Quick little tidbit. Apparently, Keeninger is the first... male Yellow Ranger since Magi Yellow.
Awesome.
Who was also awesome.
Yes, yeah. Tsubasa. Yes. But anyways, yeah. Fire extinguisher monster. So they're fighting him, and then Takahara comes in, like, does his fire thing, and then he's like, you burned my fire extinguisher.
How does that even make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, totally random thing just came into my head. Do you know what the Kappa monster kind of reminds me of, like, in terms of aesthetic? Do you guys remember, you guys ever see Galaxy Quest?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember the bad aliens, the green ones that wore the masks
and the helmets?
I don't remember anything
from that
movie.
Hold on, I got a picture for you guys.
Reminded me of Pat.
You already had that prepared.
Yeah. I love them.
Yeah,
just saying,
okay. Yeah.
Reminded me of Patton.
Everyone go look that up.
With the helmet.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
You.
No, fuck you.
I love that movie.
I ride your buck! No.
I ride your buck.
And then they, they fight him again, and...
So Red and Blue team up and do this little acrobatic thing where they jump over each other trying to kill it, and then they both activate their ninja isen at the same time and finish it off together, despite...
With a double deadpan.
Yeah. And then, well, that's not how they finish it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny how they get surprised that, like, he grows big.
Yeah.
That was funny. Like, oh, yeah, we beat him, awesome! Oh,
shit! They do that!
Fuck, I forgot!
Can I just say that when they summon their Zords, just that whole thing where it's just like, Danija, 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 I love that.
I want that as a ringtone.
That's catchy as fuck.
I love it.
It kind of makes me maybe want to get the Ichibanto, but I'm not too sure yet. Maybe when it goes down in price sometime,
yeah,
I might get one, but not right now.
But yeah, the whole Danija, Danija.
The cool thing
Where are they?
No, it's who are they.
The cool thing is when they finish it off, what they end up doing is they switch out the ninja...
Shinobumaru.
So Blue takes
the dragon.
So after Red jumps out to try and chase down the flying Kappa monster because of reasons, Blue detaches and goes and saves him, and then, I'm taking over. What? If you listen closely, you can hear Red just going, eh? For a quick second before he activates it.
Yeah, Kevin actually doesn't like Shinobi Maru. Do you want to explain that quickly?
I don't know. I just feel like it's nothing personal to Shinobi Maru. I hate Zords that are robots. Sorry, people.
Like humanoid Zords?
Yeah.
Like the Shogun Zords?
Well, the thing is...
I just mean...
Here's the thing.
The whole thing is, it's things that come together to be a big robot man. Why is one of those things a robot
so
man?
So that the other ones can gather on top of it to make armor.
Here's, but they don't...
Here's the thing.
Gather on top of it to make armor, per se. And
I
not,
make a
and,
suit.
But
I
not in every
no,
instance.
No, I know. Not in every instance.
I understand your problem, because if it's already a humanoid as a Megazord, what's its purpose as an individual Zord?
Also...
But... Shinobi Maru has a purpose as an individual Zord. It is to be the agile combatant.
And also,
because Shurikenshin sure as fuck ain't moving that fast.
And when someone else, in this episode that's proven, with Drago Shurikenshin, or Shurikenshin Drago, he becomes an arm.
Yeah.
But we could have done Shurikenshin as something else. And have it serve the same purpose.
I doubt they'll ever do it. I hope they do. I just can't wait to see the dump trunk as the
it's
the
not,
dump trunk.
Yeah,
as
I don't,
the
it's not going to,
I don't
it's,
think
it's,
they're
it's,
going
it's
to do any more modes because
the yeah,
fact that we've seen the next modes already, which is going to be Palon and UFO's combinations. If we haven't seen Dump Maru, Byun Maru, and Wan Maru's modes, they're probably not going
to
have any.
Probably not, but. It was. I just had to say, I'm still not a fan of this Megazord, but it does look better with the dragon as the centerpiece.
Yeah, Shurikenshin Drago, a.k.a. Godzilla the Zord, because
AKA
it shoots fucking atomic breath!
Dragon Zord from MMPR was closer to Godzilla.
No, I'm not denying that, that's fact. I'm just saying
this
that
is more the
it's a
fight.
Giant dragon Zord that shoots breath!
It's the blue eyes white dragon Zord.
Jesus! How did I not make that connection?
It's got white lightning.
It shoots white lightning.
It's the blue eyes white dragon Zord. And I like Shurikenshin. Not so much the design as it is that what you guys seem to all like and all hate about it. I kind of like the chair thing with the
pants. I like it too!
You would.
It's hilarious!
It's mechanically interesting. I mean, in a lot of cases with the Zords, it's just they turn into legs and shit
that. Well, like I said last time, credit for different.
Yeah.
They decided...
That's my point.
Yeah, I like how they have the swords, over
it's
them,
never
and
been
they're
done,
like...
And I don't see why it's bad.
I think that dumb and serves no purpose whatsoever.
Actually, nice little touch, though, is when...
I love it more than the stupid fucking Kinect thing they do with Megazord.
Nowadays it's just all Pacific Rim-style fighting.
Yeah.
But, no, I like, too, that when Blue got into the main chair, Red's like, no, what are you doing? Get out of there, it's mine!
Get out of my chair! No, fuck you, I'm gonna win.
He's like, I'm the leader.
Get down!
I'm the leader!
Get off my chair! I refuse! That's literally what he said.
Sorry, Raven.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in this,
I didn't hear what you said.
I was like, I'm the leader!
So he does it again! He does it again like
and
a fucking
so
leader.
He did it again.
Watch Digimon Frontier Abridged.
Anyways.
He blew up the moon.
We did.
No, that's Assassination Classroom.
I've colorized the moon.
No, but yeah, I did it.
I want to watch that. It sounds good. That's where creepy yellow face dude
comes
from.
Yeah.
Who blew up the moon.
Oh.
Yeah. Blew up the moon.
Piccolo, you got some competition!
But yeah, with Shurikenshin, I like where their brain went with it. I think it's different. I don't see it as all that terrible. And it's a neat way of going about it.
And
also, it's a callback to a sort of Japanese rickshaw, so that sort of thing that carry someone around.
It's carrying their lord on a portable shrine.
It's
a motif.
It's a motif.
Yeah.
But
also, and the best thing about it, it's not Tokyo.
Right. It doesn't have a giant penis.
My overall thoughts on Shurikenshin now.
Until Palon Maru joins in.
My overall thoughts on Shurikenshin for me personally is, it's a weird looking Megazord, but. I think all the Zords individually are really awesome, because, you got Dumb Maru, it's a fucking dumb truck.
And it throws cow trucks!
Shinobi Maru is a ninja, he's actual, ninja Zord, that's really cool. Wan Maru is fucking cute as fucking shit!
Despite being useless, like her user.
Byumaru is fucking cool, because it's a ninja train, I like that, and then...
I'm killing
honestly,
all your guys with my ninja train!
You're gonna probably hate me for this, Ichi, though, but the dragon's my least favorite of the five of them.
It's okay. I've seen better dragons.
Yeah. But it may be a weird Megazord, but it's unique, and it is very different from other ones, so
yeah.
I like it.
I like
personally.
It.
So after the fight, though, we get a little bit of a plot or exposition, I guess you could
say. Oh, yeah.
Where, what happens?
Fox lady.
So we don't know the name of the character yet, but this Kitsune lady with the hammer Beyblade thing that's been going around collecting the tears of the people who have been actually for real dying at the hands of the Mooks so far.
I know, right? In all these episodes, I've just been seeing, like, weapons coming down on civilians on the ground and suddenly a little drop in a little bucket. And I'm just like, did someone just get murdered?
Yep.
In a Sentai?
So apparently this Kitsune lady's been collecting the tears of the dead or some shit like that.
Or their souls.
Or that. Whatever it is. And has been using them to slowly, bit by bit, revive their demon army. And who do we get first revived?
Gilda!
Gabi Raizo, voiced by motherfucking Kenji Matsuda, a.k.a. Jiro / Garulu from Kiva, and Zanki from Hibiki. Also Toki, but that's the movie.
Okay.
You fucking
back to,
nerd.
Like, the Mooks killing people. Okay, what were the name of those, the servants from Shinkenger, like the black dudes?
The Oh, fuck.
Those guys! There.
The Kuros.
You know what? They should hire those guys from the Shiva clan. And because they're always the ones who evacuated the civilians from the area and the city and
this
shit
series,
when shit went down,
this
right?
This series so. Basically is Shinkenger 2 in terms of its theming.
They need to team. No, they need to
team
do,
up.
Yeah, they need to do a Shinkenger and a ninja movie, and then they also need to do the obvious movie where they have the other two ninja teams
ninja
show up as well.
Ninja Hurricane.
Before we finish with this, I just want to say one thing. At the end of the episode, we see Ishitaka talking to his son, and he's up in a tree. And now it didn't look green screen. They probably had him on like a rope or something. And it's just so amazing because you can just see the actor playing him gripping the branch with his life. Like his lines are coming out so wooden because I think he was afraid to fall. And I just made the joke that halfway through the series, that guy's gonna be played by a different actor, isn't he?
They're gonna Dumbledore.
And then I made the comment, "Hey, the Yakumo's pretty okay with that. He's Dumbledore era."
Just a little thing I noticed.
Yeah.
And again, the dad's not.
But he did make a comment in that episode about the saying that he can't fight Kiba Oni anymore, which is why I don't think he's going to be Star Ninja unless the Star Ninja powers come with some sort of body revitalizing.
Actually,
magic.
I was about to say that.
Cheeseburgers.
I feel like they're going to pull a thing where he gets a, for lack of a better word, youth potion.
Maybe. That would be cool.
Maybe.
Or
and then the rest of the team is just completely
Or he's got a limited number of times he can use it anymore, but when he puts it on, he can fight like he was young.
There you go.
Because, like, they've shown him in flashbacks, but he's just still, like, himself.
He's still
in
that
the flashbacks.
Old in the flashback.
Who knows?
But that'd be interesting. Oh, so
well,
many...
we'll see.
So many cool theories. I love it.
Okay.
It's a mark of a good show when you can talk about it.
Yeah.
In a good way.
So, Mean Ninja, looking great so far.
Oh, yeah.
Stay the course, Mean Ninja. Please don't shit the bed.
Don't make them kids. Don't make them actually kids.
No, I'm sure they won't.
I like that superhero time is currently stocked to the brim with dump trucks.
Yeah, that's why last week's Cast Ranger was named Dump Tyson.
But yeah, just... dump trucks everywhere. I was just like, what kind of, like, coincidence?
Hey, nothing beats a good dump truck.
Nothing beats a good dump
truck. Dumps are cool. I liked them as a kid.
Positive.
Nothing beats a good dump.
Those writing staffs
do not
dump. Deal with each other.
No, the rumble happens first.
If you'll excuse me, I gotta take a rumble dump.
Anyways. If that's
a wild dump.
Does anyone else have any other thoughts?
Closing thoughts on the ninja.
It's pretty cool show.
Ninjas!
I like ninjas.
I would make it a 6.
I like Super Sentai Naruto. It's pretty good.
They did Super Sentai One Piece already. Why not move on to Naruto?
Exactly.
Speaking of Sentai references and other things,
yep.
Let's move on to today's featured topic!
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
Featured topic.
Our favorite tokusatsu references.
Now, when we meet... So, we're going to be talking about our favorite references in anything, any form of medium, about any tokusatsu.
Oh,
wait,
actually, before
and
I
how
look
it's,
it up.
I'm like, Lane, are you raising your hand?
Yes.
How it's penetrated the culture.
Mm-hmm. Violently. Oh,
yeah. Violently penetrated.
In the body.
I'm talking seven penetrated.
Like, okay. Like in the butt. In the butt.
Has you anyone, know what? Has anyone else
Can
seen
I go
seven?
First?
Sure.
Alright, so I actually have an honorable mention because I kind of want to bring this up because, well, the person who I kind of got into Kamen Rider and in general Super Sentai because of this person, and the person who I'm talking about isn't alive anymore, so I kind of want to say it.
Okay.
Is Jew Warrior?
Yeah.
Super Famicom? Justin Carmichael, yeah.
Yeah.
Famicom Kamen Rider?
Yeah, Famicom Kamen Rider.
That's pretty good.
I kind of have to just put that out there.
Oh, yeah.
I still need to watch Saraba Famicom Kamen Rider, which premiered at MAGFest.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that just because it was one of the influences that made me go, if he likes it, maybe I'll like it.
Yeah.
And I started watching, and that's when I started watching Double.
Cool.
Very nice.
But my actual reference that I'm going to use is from the show it's the entirety of show!
Season 2.
Yeah, season 2. I can't pronounce this, so Chris is going to say
it. Hayori Yariko Double.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
fucking
entire fucking
show!
Double.
Like, shit tons of wizard references in the first episode.
Yup. That's because Wizard was airing at the time.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. It's just a great show. It
was a funny show, and there was a shit ton of Kamen Rider references.
Yeah.
Like, not subtle at all.
And then, like,
no,
you know, like the vacuum cleaner comes in and goes, Cyclone, 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 and then they're playing fucking
Joker!
They're playing poker, and she's just like, Joker!
They're not playing poker, they're playing another game, and Joker's the wild card.
Oh.
She just has a shit ton of them in her hand.
So then later on, they
like, Cyclone!
Cyclone!
Joker!
Cyclone! Joker! Over and over, and I'm just like, okay, yeah, no, wait, best show ever.
Okay.
I knew you were going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so my honorable mention, I don't remember what this is from, because
let's just say this first. You don't have to have an honorable mention.
I wasn't going to, but now I do have
okay.
one.
You don't have to, though.
Okay.
You have one safe.
I saw it in the thumbnail, which is why I clicked on it. I can't remember what the fucking name of the show is for the life of me, but it was like 2 minutes. It was like a little short. But anyways, it's just about this like kid going up to this adult, like this guy he knows or something. It's like, oh, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. Oh, is that the Fize belt? Oh, yeah, Fize belt. And then, like, he tries to do the Fize henshin and everything like that. And then they, like, they actually show Fize, like, in the clip.
Oh, yeah, I remember you showed me that, but I can't remember what it's from either.
And then they're complaining about, like, oh, this isn't the complete selection. Like, I got the kid-sized one, and the kid puts it on, and he's like, oh, yeah, I can wear it. But anyways, my toku reference, because I remember this, is fucking awesome, but it is the motherfucking Burger Brigade from Fighting Foodons.
Oh my god!
Burger Sentai! I loved those guys.
Hey, Lane?
They had 6 members! They had a green one, a blue, a red, a pink, a yellow, and a black.
Get out.
Nice.
Here they are.
Okay.
Get out.
Your burgers.
See the door?
I would eat each of them.
I would not. Yeah, they're burgers. Like, I saw them when, like, because I watched Fighting Foodons, so I'm a fan of it. So,
For those who don't know,
they're Power Rangers, but they're burgers!
For those who don't know what Fighting Foodons is, think Zatch Bell, but with food.
It's amazing.
I mean,
Pokemon with food.
If you were to like that show, you'd have to have burgers.
I have the burgers.
Oh, no!
But anyways, yeah, my favorite toku reference is the Burger Brigade from Fighting Foodons. Good shit. Yeah.
Is it because you relate to them?
Because they're burgers. Yeah, the burgers.
Oh,
they know what it's like to live, breathe, and die by the burger.
I am Burr Pinku.
Burr Pink.
Yeah, that's actually what they're called. They're like Burr Red, Burr Blue, Burr Black.
Burr Red!
Burr Pink. Yeah, that's their names.
Why is that
Goodness.
Funny to you?
I don't know!
Stop.
It's amazing. Goodness.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hang on, just quickly. So, their English names are Ground Chuck, Jam Burger, Vegemite, Cheeseburger, Medium Rare, and Well Done.
Lame!
Right, and Vegemite was the Australian.
Oh, God!
Vegemite.
Lame! Not even actual Ranger references.
Fucking bullshit. Anyways.
Paul, go.
Shall I go? Okay. Winnie the Pooh.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah, you told me about that one. Okay,
so...
What?
In the 90s cartoon called The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, the very first episode is a piglet-centric episode. It is the episode in which Christopher Robin and all of his friends go to see a Godzilla movie. And they come out and decide to make their own Godzilla giant monster movie.
Oh, God.
And Piglet's the hero. Ah. And they stick a giant white muffler on him.
Oh.
The white scarf makes you a hero, Piglet.
Oh,
and that's why
heroes wear scarves.
That's either one hell of a coinkydink, or that is one hell of a shout out to Shotaro Ishinomori.
Paul,
yeah. Yeah.
Now everyone has finished, but you win, sir.
No, that,
yeah.
No, you've told me about that one before, but yeah.
It's my absolute favorite reference to tokusatsu in anything, because it's from my first cartoon that I ever watched as a kid, and... It's just one of those things that the first time I ever revisited was after I picked up Kamen Rider, and I said, "Ha! That's amazing!"
That's nice.
It's my
favorite.
Good stuff.
So,
okay, my little honorable mention it's more just something I noticed as a kid. I just thought it was hilarious even then. There's an episode of Seinfeld where basically George is being accused of murdering his fiance. It's a thing.
Oh, that
shows you never thought would reference tokusatsu.
Yeah. And basically what he does is he builds a diorama of his office, and when I was a kid, my parents watched the show, when I was a kid, I'm like, one of the toys is a ZO5 Red. It's just like, and George is using him to represent himself, and Jerry says, that doesn't look like you, this looks more like you, it's a yellow M&M. My actual favorite reference came from, has anyone here ever read Usagi Yojimbo?
No,
I've heard of it.
It's an amazing comic.
I'm pretty sure that series crossed over with Ninja Turtles
several times.
But basically, if you don't know, it's about a rabbit samurai, a rabbit Ronin, I should say.
Anthropomorphic rabbit.
Yes, it's an amazing series. Very funny, very clever, very cool. Anyway, there's this one time. It's a very episodic comic. Usagi's just wandering around. You know, he's doing his thing, and he comes across a giant egg, and the egg hatches, and it's a big lizard. Right? Mm-hmm. And the lizard, in very Pokemon-esque fashion, starts going, Zilla! Zilla! Right? Now, throughout this comic, there's guys trying to kill Usagi. Usagi is in a hot spring, and they're about to sneak up on him, and then, out of nowhere, little Zilla comes along and atomic breaths them. And he goes, Zilla? And I'm going to read the line, actually. Usagi's like, what are you? You look like a lizard, but you breathe fire. Are you a god, Zilla? And the lizard goes, Godzilla!
Oh, God. That's
look at it!
Oh, my God!
Oh,
it looks like an Akira Toriyama creation.
It's just...
Oh, it's Mina.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just thought, like, I read that, I'm like, that's brilliant, sir. Yes, that
nice.
Is so silly, but I love it.
Yep.
Huge fan of Usagi.
You guys are making such clever, obscure references. Now mine feels like crap.
You should. You have, like, only two more people to figure out
speaking
what
of
you
which,
do.
Speaking
I already
of
know
which.
What mine are.
Speaking of which.
Oh, you want me to do mine next?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So my honorable mention goes to Neo Featherman R from Persona 4 Golden, a.k.a. the fictional Sentai within the game that you could dress all your characters as, and when you did, they shouted catchphrases and did poses when you win battles.
Fucking Teddy's costume
was awesome.
And
then you
use
the Megazord persona and win.
Yeah, and you can get a persona that looks like a Megazord. And there are shadows that look like Megazords.
Yeah.
And, so yeah, that was fun. And my actual selection goes to Nullzilla from Reboot.
Yeah!
Oh my!
Yeah!
I'm a Gannet! That's
a Gannet.
That's a Gannet.
That was
amazing. The first Power Rangers reference I ever experienced as a child.
I totally forgot about that. I shat bricks when I saw that. Oh.
That was great.
Damn. That's good.
Yeah. Okay, there's me.
That's pretty good.
Kevin.
I had a hard time thinking of much of anything, but what I went with was the Ginyu Force from Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah!
That's well done.
Because growing up on Dragon Ball Z, you looked at what was cool and what was awesome, and that was not the Ginyu Force. And then growing into the fandom of tokusatsu, satire does not begin to describe. It's just like... their character design was comprised of entirely tropes.
Yeah.
was just, there's no original thought put into these characters other than, these are to be the tropiest things ever. They work for the big bad of the whole series. Frieza was supposed to be Endgame at the time. And it's just, her number one crew is a Toku team.
At this point, the only thing...
What?
The close... At this point, the only thing making them not an actual Sentai is the mixed up colors.
Yeah.
And no henshin.
But they have a that uniform. Too. A matching uniform.
Yeah, but every...
And will take it.
And the leader...
I was gonna say everyone in Frieza's army wore the same uniform, but close enough.
Don't also, have, their leader was the Purple Ranger.
Emblem exclusive to the...
All they had was like a little Ginyu emblem
on
the
chest. Yeah, the insignia. That's enough.
Sure.
They've got an icon and everything.
And it was better quality armor than was given standard.
Yeah, but by colors, I meant, like, Ginyu's not red. You know what I mean?
But that is cool that they just went about it, and they were all aliens of different colors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was great.
Including Raccoon,
personally,
I guess.
Personally, I love the
Who's from Spice, Australia.
He's the pink
Raccoon. No, that's Jace.
The White Ranger.
Yes.
Jace.
Oh, Jace.
Yeah.
Raccoon was like,
and
I'm
my
Raccoon,
honorable mention, speaking of, like, horribly placed Toku references, the Demon Team from Jingle All the Way.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, I love, yeah! Oh, my God. Oh,
can I have a runner-up?
Yeah, you
Is it also Demon Team?
No. Hulk Hogan from Three Ninjas High Noon
Mega
Mountain.
Oh, God.
What?
No.
Yes.
He did.
He had a Power Rangers team.
Oh, my God.
He did.
What?
I forgot. Dave Dragon and the rest of the fucking kids, who all had corresponding...
Dave Dragon and the rest.
Of the fucking kids. And he had... They all had color corresponding outfits, and they had, like, martial arts and shit like that. And they were they were teenagers with attitudes. So, yeah, that's my honorable mention.
Oh, I still have to go with his, like, Dementor and
Why
his...
Yeah, but just... My theme is villain Sentai teams.
Yeah. It's funny, I was thinking recently, why doesn't wrestling have a proper Sentai?
Give it time.
Get on it! Anyways, that's you done?
That's me.
Raven.
Oh, boy. So...
Bring it home, Red.
Yeah, you've watched so many fucking anime, you
See,
gotta
that's
have some.
The problem
I know
me
exactly
deciding.
What one of yours is gonna be, then.
I don't think you do.
Oh.
Well, you might.
I know
but
what one of
no,
them
it's just
be.
That's just what Lane just said. I watch so many anime that I see these references on a pretty regular fucking basis.
They all just start to blend together.
They really do. And just I see so many of them. It's hard to just kind of nail down one really good one. But
or two.
No, okay. My honorable mention here is going to have to be Samurai Flamenco.
Yay! Yeah!
Just because...
The entire show was a reference to the genre!
That was the point. It was a love letter to the tokusatsu genre. All 26 wonderful fucking episodes.
And God,
it.
Was it amazing.
Oh, it started off as a kick-ass-esque, real-life kind of superhero sort of thing. Then turned into a fucking Kamen Rider show. Then Super Sentai.
Yep.
Then American-style superhero.
Yep.
Ultraman.
Mm-hmm.
And various other things. It just kind of went through everything they could think of.
Any tokusatsu fan.
Oh, yeah, and Metal Hero.
Yeah.
Jesus.
We can't recommend this strongly enough. Any tokusatsu fan.
Anyone who loves
tokusatsu,
watch Flamenco.
Samurai Flamenco.
It was so good.
And for your full-on...
I'm curious now.
Just because I see it so much in anime, and it feels kind of almost cheap to me when it shows up in anime, because, yeah, who made this stuff? Of course it's going to show up in that. What do they watch as kids? I had to kind of go with one that's kind of outside of that sphere of things. Animaniacs.
Yeah!
I discovered that while I was looking up
just,
a list of references.
Just because... That was the one that caught me when I was a kid, and I wasn't seeing it everywhere.
What's the problem with your mouth? It's all fuzzy.
Yeah.
I have to go and watch that scene.
Warner siblings. Hey, Super Sibs.
Yup.
Yes.
No, I did not know this was a thing 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
prior
to the podcast. When you were looking things up to try and figure out what yours was, you came across it on YouTube and reminded me that that was a thing.
Oh my God.
But yeah, no, that's it. That's my favorite.
I'm gonna go
Raven,
watch that.
You get a fat-free yogurt.
Woo!
That's a good one.
Hello, Sentai.
Yeah. No. Even had their own Megazord.
Oh yeah, there they are.
Made from out of the water tower.
Yeah, so yeah, we're looking at a screenshot. So Yakko is blue, Wacko is red, and Dot is yellow.
Yep. You know,
and that, Dot's a duck.
From Dot's cute.
From that standpoint, I feel like they just like looked at like Power Rangers once and like said, "Okay, colors. What do we need? Okay, red, blue, yellow. Okay,
red, blue, yellow. Yeah, no, those are the core three.
Sun Vulcan.
Sun Vulcan.
No, no, no. But the fact
the
that
core Yakko, team.
The fact that Yakko's the leader, though,
and
you know,
is
he
blue?
Would usually be. Yeah, yeah.
That's I noticed that. And I'm like, nah, they
red,
missed
blue,
a bit.
Red, blue, yellow. That's just the core team for.
Exactly.
That's what
no,
we're saying.
Those are the core three colors. That's but always
core,
one,
no, like,
two,
no,
and
from,
three.
From
pretty much
Ranger Force. Ninja Storm.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I
this was
that.
Way before Ninja Storm.
No, but
that's pretty much every Super Sentai.
Anytime there's
three
a three-man core team, it's those colors. That's okay. The point. But yeah, Yakko
amazing.
Being the leader and being blue was kind of like, you guys missed the mark a little bit, but sure, we still love you.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Also, bonus points to them for actually, like, animating Rito Repulsa and having her.
Did they?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, fuck. I gotta watch this.
Ah, how will I destroy the warriors, I'm wondering?
Warder just said your warriors down to destroy the warders.
My warriors! That's a great idea! I'll send my warriors down! Ah, my warriors!
God.
Oh!
Yep. Actually,
at this point,
sounds.
At this point, can we all just give an honorable mention to the frickin' Nostalgia Critic review of Turbo?
Yeah, the Nostalgia Ranger.
No.
Now it's the Black Ranger with a tie and mustache!
Get out!
I was like, Doug, that's a bit much.
But
I love
actually,
it.
Though, I wanted to say, like, this really just goes to show just how tokusatsu in general has just penetrated, like, the culture at large, like, you know, like
the sheer fact that Winnie the Pooh made it.
That's
tokusatsu.
What I was about to.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. Like, you look at all the choices we made; they were very diverse. We had comics, Western animation, movies, anime, of course. But it just goes to show, like, this is something that just. Has sparked something, has struck a chord with so many people that it's just worth telling again, in joking form or not, and there it is.
And it is a very old filmmaking style, and I'm glad that it's getting its recognition now. I mean, like, with the internet, a lot of things are getting fandoms. Like, there's a lot more conglomerating of fandoms and, you know, like, getting together and liking the things that you thought that no one else on the planet liked but you.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people just decided to find out what the Japanese version of Power Rangers was like, and that is really special. Like,
I just thought of another really great honorable mention.
Oh, no.
The Koopa Bros from Paper Mario.
Oh,
yeah!
My God!
They had a mech and everything.
Yeah, we got video games. Yeah.
Also, Michelangelo from the recent Ninja Turtles anime did the V3 engine.
Yeah. Another villain Sentai team.
There you go. Well, yeah. They were slightly more based off Ninja Turtles, but yeah.
Yeah. You know, it just, like, but it was like I was saying, you know, like, this is,
yeah,
like,
that's fair.
Tokusatsu, you know, Sentai, Power Rangers, Kamen Rider, Masked Rider, VR Troopers, Big Bad Beetleborgs,
Tattoo Teenagers,
Squad.
I really want to watch Tattoo Teenagers.
I wanted to.
Anyway, this is all, like, you know, it's created so much. There's, you know, there's people out there making comics, making costumes, making toys.
And fighting around the world.
We decided, let's do a podcast about it.
Yay.
And because of that, we've been doing this for a year now.
Now,
nice wrap up
for the send off. We should all yell off air.
But we will be back.
No. Okay.
No.
We all shout Super Sentai, and then we have the dun 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 at the end.
Okay.
It's
a mix of both.
All right. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Super Sentai.
Yay!
Thank you guys for listening for the last year. I hope you continue to support us.
Roll call. Yeah, and now everybody, I need everyone to go cut 3, 2, 1. Kamen Rider.
No,
nah.
You ruined it. Yes,
I'm fine with that.
Should we edit around that or?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. This past year has been pretty great, and we hope it continues to get better with your support.
Because
we wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for everyone listening.
Uh-huh.
From the bottom of our hearts, guys, may the power protect you.
You know what?
And
fuck the
you.
Bottom of your heart. From the middle of my heart, where the blood actually is, I love you.
From the bottom of my heart, go fuck yourself.
Anyways.
From the bottom of my ballsack, I love you.
Anyways.
Good night, everybody!
Good night.
Peace.
depths of my peepees.
But yeah.
Keep I love you.